Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America, and happy Black Friday. Yep, the day after Thanksgiving. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and friends. I know I did. I'm so grateful that you may have spent some time listening to the presidential interview series yesterday. That was pretty cool. Well, today we're going to keep up with a little more politics. We're going to kick the day off with Liz Harrington, the national spokeswoman for President Donald Trump's campaign. She's got a lot to say, particularly about the big development on Tuesday. What happened? Donald Trump got endorsed by 150 major evangelical leaders just in Iowa. A lot of the contenders against Donald Trump have been trying to make Iowa their first battleground, but Donald Trump is up with a commanding lead. In fact, Governor Kim Reynolds' endorsement of Ron DeSantis hasn't had any effect on the polls. Liz Harrington is going to bring us up to speed on all of that in the opening block. Then our good friend Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project, he's going to join us. He has a lot to say about the lawfare that Democrats have waged on so many fronts, whether it's changing election laws or challenging election procedures to pursuing Donald Trump civilly and criminally in the court. Mike Davis has some very strong thoughts about that. And he just launched an ad series from his group to educate voters about that. We're going to hear about that in the second block. And then we're going to finish up with Carl Szabo. He joins us from George Mason University. He is one of the premier experts on artificial intelligence and social media technology. TikTok is on a lot of people's minds. Why? Well, just a few days ago, Osama bin Laden's message to America was trending. Young people on TikTok were liking it. What in God's name is that about? How awful is that? Who played that? Got that going? Well, Carl Szabo is going to help us understand that on a great edition today. So he'll be our cleanup hitter today in the third block of the show. Guys, you know I've got so many great companies that support Just the News. John Solomon reports Just the News, No Noise, a television show on Real America's Voice. One of them also supports my health. You know why? I have been taking for the last several weeks Super Beats. These are heart chews. They call it Super Beats Heart Chews, and they're an easy and convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. They're plant-based and they're stimulant-free, so you get a green boost without any of the jitters. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Look at that. A little exercise and Super Beats, you're doing really well. In fact, my doctor noticed it. My blood pressure has been doing fantastic. So do yourself a favor. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews to get your blood pressure under control. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews and 15% off your first order by going to getsuperbeats.com and then using the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time. Getsuperbeats.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Thanks, folks. Super Beats, SuperBeets.com. Use the promo code Just News. All right, we'll be back in a second with Liz Harrington right after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say.
Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, President Trump started breaking in those polls a few months ago, and it hasn't really stopped. He's been topping Joe Biden in the polls left and right, of course, with this latest Harvard Caps Harris poll with President Trump at 48% over Joe Biden at 41%. So it certainly seems like things are trending in a very good direction for President Trump. So here to talk about that and many other things is his spokeswoman, Liz Harrington. Liz, it's great to have you back on the show. Good to see you. Happy early Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good to see you both.
Good to see you. Liz, you know, with respect to these polling numbers, obviously, it is great to see for President Trump, his campaign polling higher. But how do you sustain that? Because it's got to carry you for another almost 12 months.
Well, Amanda, I don't think there's any slowing President Trump down. And I think the poll numbers are indicative that there really is no primary. This Republican primary is really non-existent. President Trump has been up and up for many, many months now. And I think he sustains it by keeping hammering home the message of America first and saving our great country. I mean, he put out some great statements just the other day and talking about, you know, what the choice before us is. It's peace or peace and prosperity, or do you want war, high gas prices, no border, and this absolute destruction of our country that's been going on the past 3 years? So he continues to be steady and focused and taking the fight to Joe Biden or whoever the Democrats put up.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I want to, Liz, tackle some of the bad reporting on Iowa, because for the longest time, many in the media, many in the Republican establishment said Donald Trump's in Iowa. Iowa's going to be the place where a contender jumps in and knocks him off the perch. The governor endorsed Governor Ron DeSantis. Nothing happened. All the evangelicals were being polled around. 150 of them signed a letter yesterday supporting Donald Trump in Iowa. He's stronger in Iowa today than before the race began. How do so many, quote unquote, experts get this Iowa dynamic wrong with Donald Trump? He's really popular there, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's so popular. He's more popular than ever. And a lot of the polling is actually low on his support because a lot of times they undersample evangelicals. And like we just put out, 150 signed this letter. It's so indicative of his strong support with that group. But really, all Iowans see this race for what it is. They see President Trump as a real leader who delivered for the state. He has such strong support there. There really hasn't been a competitive race in any of these early groundbreaking early voting states. And so what President Trump, he's still showing up. He's giving great speeches like he did last weekend. He's going to be, of course, in South Carolina this coming weekend for the big football game. He's not slowing down. And really, the polls, I think, show that this race is pretty much over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Liz, you know, as I see President Trump's campaign and the people who he has staffed his campaign with, folks like you, he has a very healthy number of young people on staff. And I think that that's important, because to try to have someone in their 60s or their 70s or sometimes in their 80s try to message with young people, it just doesn't work. And it oftentimes comes off as phony, and it turns people in the opposite direction that you want to turn them. And we found in this latest NBC poll that President Trump actually claims a larger share of 18 to 34 year olds than Joe Biden. How has President Trump managed to do that? Is it because of the young staffers like you on his campaign?
No, it's all President Trump, Amanda. It's all him. He's real, he's authentic, and he appeals to all Americans, unlike any other Republican candidate ever has or ever will. I mean, you're really seeing the kind of support that he's able to bring in that's so non-conventional for the Republican Party. The Republican Party was dead before President Trump went down that escalator. He's saved that party, and really he's shown the American people it's all about common sense. He's brought in disaffected Democrats. He's brought in independents. He's the only one who's able to bring in minority voters to the party. And it's unlike anything we've ever seen. And it's only going to build. And he's able to do it by being real, by not pretending, not listening to donors, not, you know, making false promises. He's a man of his word. He leads. He's so strong. And people love this man. And that's what's such a big misconception that the mainstream media likes to push. But this is the most popular incumbent president we've ever had in our country, and his popularity is only growing.
Yeah, as the polls are indisputable about that. He is clearly growing in popularity. It's a pretty remarkable fact. I think for the first time ever, he was up in an NBC News poll, which I think shocked even NBC. So it's pretty amazing.
It did.
they had trouble explaining it on air. It was kind of funny to watch that scene. I want to stay on young voters for a second. I had this crazy episode. I went to Starbucks the other day to go get a gift card for my niece, and a young person came up to me. They recognized me from TV. Like, I really didn't like you. And he's like, I got to tell you, I'm really gravitating towards President Trump. And I said, well, what's going on? That's interesting. Thank you for saying so. And he said, I'm on a dating rebound. I dated Joe Biden, and everything he told me was going to happen didn't happen. I didn't get my student loan canceled. I didn't get carbon emissions down. The economy didn't get better. It's not working for everybody. And oh, by the way, Joe Biden was not middle class Joe. He was making millions overseas. Is this a moment where young people are sort of having a dating rebound? That was the term this young man used with me.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they're getting out of college with a huge amount of debt, and then they can't buy a home. They can barely afford groceries. The gas prices are out of control. Crime is up. I mean, on every single measure, our lives are way worse. And that's really hard for young people who want to start a family, want to buy a home. Look at the mortgage rates. I mean, you cannot afford it now. And it's just shattering the American dream. So absolutely, young people, but, you know, voters of all ages, and people are getting off the sidelines as well who hadn't voted to say, hey, this corruption is rotting out our country. We need to get back to where we were, and not just where we were, but better than ever before. And that's what President Trump will deliver.
Yeah.
I again want to stay on the young voter thing, because there are a number of issues that I think that Joe Biden, even though he is an octogenarian, there were a number of topics that Democrats really, really tried to claim that youngest demographic on. Of course, the first of which, and I think probably what drew in the most, what was the most alluring, was the student debt forgiveness. But you've also got things like the green energy plan that Joe Biden is trying to implement, but it's essentially collapsing when you factor in everything that is happening. I mean, strikes with union auto workers, the sales as far as electric vehicles across America. And then on top of that, the fact that this administration seems to be entirely out of touch with what is happening technologically as far as AI. Is there anything left for, and on top of that, a huge divider for young Americans as far as support for Joe Biden is the Israel-Hamas situation. Is there anything that Joe Biden can message on at this point that can still draw in young voters?
No, Amanda. I mean, I think that's why they're really panicking. Every single demographic that Democrats have relied upon for many decades seems to be completely evaporating in support. And President Trump is gaining among African-American voters, minorities of all different races. He's gaining among young voters, in fact, beating Joe Biden, young voters in some of these polls. And these are left-leaning polls. So imagine what the support really is. I mean, their sample sizes are always skewed towards the left and giving Joe Biden or a generic Democrat an advantage. So absolutely, they are floundering, and they know. And that's why they're trying to remove him from the ballot. That's why they're trying to throw him in prison over phony fake crimes. I mean, they do not want to face President Trump because they know this support is so real, it's growing, and there's really no stopping it.
Yeah. Well, we just got about 30 seconds left. Liz, does the president have confidence in the leadership of the RNC? He made some comments yesterday suggesting he might need some change if he keep doing these darn debates. Where is he on the leadership of the RNC right now?
Yeah, he's been pretty clear that he wants the RNC to focus on fixing our elections, meeting the Democrats in court. I mean, here you have all this dark money trying to eliminate the number one Republican candidate from the ballot. Yep. Where's the RNC fighting in the court? So that's what he's focused on. Cancel these debates. We want President Trump. The voters want President Trump.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we got another good conversation about politics. I can't wait. I'm pretty excited that we don't get a chance to talk to this person that often. Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project, up next.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, America. Just a few days ago, former President Donald Trump won a major victory in Colorado when it was concluded that the 14th Amendment did not preclude him from running for re-election in 2024. Similar debates are going on in Minnesota and Michigan right now. President Trump's already won Minnesota. Michigan's up next. Our next guest, well, he's been warning of the dangers of this lawfare, these sort of attacks to keep Donald Trump off the ballot so voters don't have a choice. He is Mike Davis, the founder and president of the Article 3 Project, and he joins us right now. Mike, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
In all the years that I've been a journalist, and it's been a long time, 35 years doing this, I've never seen more efforts to deprive or use the court system to try to deprive people of choices in elections, whether it's the type of security they should have, what candidates can get on the ballot. It's an extraordinary amount of lawfare. Last 24 hours, I think your group put out a new ad to educate people on just what this lawfare, that's what they call it, is doing to American freedom when it comes to elections. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Article 3 Project produced a 60-second ad outlining this lawfare against President Trump. The Democrats impeached Trump twice for nonsense. They indicted him four times for non-crimes. They've illegally, unconstitutionally gagged him in violation of his First Amendment rights twice. That all backfired. President Trump is now beating President Biden like a drum in the polling going into November 5th, 2024. So the Democrats are trying to throw their legal Hail Mary. They're trying to just simply take him off the ballot. And they tried to do that in Colorado. There is a tactical retreat. This biased Denver District Court judge out here in Colorado, Sarah Wallace, said that somehow there was an insurrection on January 6th that wasn't just a protest that got out of hand and turned into a riot like anyone with common sense would see. She said there was an insurrection. She said that Trump somehow incited that insurrection but she found a way out where the where she said that the 14th Amendment may not apply to the president of the United States, so she's going to let the Supreme Court reverse her later and try to kick Trump off the ballot later. But this is all part of Democrat lawfare. It's all part of election interference. They're trying to bankrupt him in New York for the non-fraud of a businessman paying back sophisticated Wall Street banks in full on time with interest. This is not going to work. The Article 3 project has been on this since the Mar-a-Lago raid in August of 2022, and we're going to stay on this because the American people, not Democrat prosecutors, Democrat judges, and Democrat juries, and Democrat hellholes like D.C., New York, Atlanta, and Denver get to decide the next presidential election.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
And I think, you know, you look at the polling and obviously it doesn't help that yesterday President Biden had a birthday cake in front of him that looked like it had been torched with a flamethrower. But people look at his age. They look at the economy. They look at border security, two wars that we should not even be involved in. And that obviously is bearing out in the polls. But for Democrats, you know, they're 0-3 now when it comes to these court cases as far as getting President Trump taken off the ballot. If that was me and I'd been smashed in the mouth three times in these court losses, I wouldn't continue. I would try to find another method. Do you think that this kills at least this part of their effort in the crib, or do you think they're going to continue until they find one judge, just one judge, to take him off the ballot, and then that sets a precedent going forward?
These are tactical retreats by the Democrats. They saw that there was political blowback, that in Denver we created political blowback with the Article 3 project and exposed that this is a partisan Democrat judge who donated to an anti-Trump January 6th PAC, and then she presided over an anti-Trump January 6th trial to throw Republicans out of office. I think what these Democrats are doing, whether it's the issue of standing or if they're trying to use some other out, that it's a primary versus a general election, they're going to keep coming back because they know that President Trump is going to win. They know the American people want President Trump back in the White House. And so they will do whatever it takes to stop him.
Yeah, it's just remarkable. I want to go through a couple of the famous, we told you so's until they weren't true. The Democrats told us that Donald Trump was a spy of Russia. He wasn't. Turns out that was a bogus story. Another one that hit us so hard, and now we look back at it and realize what a folly it was. Major League Baseball pulled out of Atlanta saying, oh my God, there's a racist new election law in Georgia. They literally deprived the people of Atlanta of one of the great sports events of all time. And then 2 years later, they're coming back now because, oh, two judges, one named by Barack Obama, actually said, no, there's nothing wrong with this law. It's perfectly constitutional, no racism at all. These narratives that get built don't just have a political impact. They're hurting real people. All the people that were dragged before the court with millions of dollars of legal bills and Russia collusion. All the people in Minnesota, the small businesses that could have had a Major League Baseball game and an economic opportunity. When do Democrats pay for the harm that they're causing everyday Americans?
They pay when the Republicans make them pay. And that's the problem, is we have these Republican politicians, these Republican lawyers who have been sheltering in place since COVID. We had COVID lockdowns. We had BLM and Antifa riots. We had this blatant election interference in the last several elections. Now we have Hamas supporters terrorizing Jewish Americans all over America, particularly on college campuses. When Democrats feel resistance from Republicans, they back down. We've been doing this at the Article 3 Project. It worked out here in Colorado when they were trying to throw Trump off the ballot. Republicans need to find their backbones, and we need to start fighting back legally and politically against the Democrats' lawfare and election interference.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of Republicans having backbones, I wanted to ask you because, you know, we started out this segment talking about the lawfare and the smash mouth way in which Democrats maneuver. And this all kind of falls under that umbrella theme of Democrats, which is that the process is the punishment. Now, I've seen a lot of liberal commentators out there saying that if President Trump wins in 2024, this is their fear mongering, that President Trump is the one who is going to be turning the justice system back on Democrats. On Morning Joe, they even said, you know, he's going to execute people. And then they kind of walked it back and you know, delicatized the statement that they had just made because they realized it sounded ridiculous. With respect to the way that President Trump would legislate if he were to win next year, it kind of seems like Democrats, the accusations against President Trump, it's just psychological projection because that's exactly what they're doing right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I troll the Democrats about being Trump's acting attorney general, which is not even legally possible. And during my 3-week reign of terror, I'm going to indict and deport and detain and all this nonsense. The point of my hysterics, the point of my hyperbole is for Democrats to wake up and understand that these are Republican tactics. This is how you destroy a country, by using lawfare and election interference to go after your political opponents. That's how the Roman Republic fell. It was Caesar being chased by the Roman insiders and the lawfare against him, where he crossed the Rubicon from Gaul into Rome, and it led to the fall of the Roman Republic. And I'm not saying that there's going to be any sort of invasion, but if you have a legal tit for tat back and forth between political opponents, you're going to see the destruction of your country very fast.
Yeah, great point. Really important. We only got a few seconds, Mike. I want to ask about one more thing that keeps coming up. Liberal dark money groups gave millions to SCOTUS watchdogs targeting all of the conservative justice, Alito, Thomas, etc. Another really form of intimidation of jurists, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, this is part of an organized effort by the Democrats with their billionaire donors. They know that the Supreme Court is the last line of defense protecting all Americans from the government tyranny and mob rule. And so the left, they don't control the Supreme Court, so they're just trying to delegitimize and destroy it.
All right, folks, a little gadget wizardry in the final segment. We're going to talk social media technology, AI technology with Carl Sabo right after these messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's a strange statistic that I just saw and is quite concerning. A third of American adults get their news from TikTok. Not John Solomon, TikTok. And considering all of the garbage out there on the internet, that is terribly frightening to me. But here to talk about that and many other stories, we've got Carl Sabo. He is the vice president and general counsel at NetChoice, and he's also a professor of internet law at George Mason University. Carl, I hear something like this, and I know what goes on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, but, you know, I think that for my generation, we see TikTok shorts about a week later on Instagram, and then a week after that, the Instagram shorts are on YouTube. And I'm told by my nephew that YouTube is for old people. I can't believe that that's where we are now. But tell me about this, because it seems actually quite concerning to me that news is now being absorbed from a Chinese social media company. Let's face it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we don't have a technology problem. We have a social problem. I mean, fake news is nothing new. You've got members of Congress going out there and saying Israel bombed a hospital in Gaza. And you even have the New York Times putting it on the front page of their news. So fake news is nothing new, and it's not limited just to technology. But what we need to do as parents, as digital citizens, is three things. We need to look, we need to teach, and we need to talk. We need to look at what our kids are doing on social media. We need to look at what they're seeing. We need to teach. We need to teach them about the monsters of history, like Mao, like Osama bin Laden, like what's going on in Israel. And then we need to talk to them. When these situations arise, we need to have conversations with them, and we need to figure out what they're seeing and then educate them on the failures of the misinformation that they see, not only online, but sometimes in their own schools. Socialism, for example, just doesn't work. So we need to do a better job across the board of looking, teaching, and talking.
Yeah, you hit it on the head. This is a problem with culture and society, not necessarily technology. I want to ask about the example that a President Biden would set. So during the 2020 campaign, when President Trump's administration first started warning that Tic Tac was actually under Chinese control, it might have been part of an influence operation in America, that was all dismissed by Joe Biden and his campaign as xenophobia. And oh, by the way, Joe Biden used TikTok. There are reports this week that even despite now that Joe Biden agrees that TikTok has problems and is controlled by the Chinese, it may have had a detrimental effect. Even though Congress has voted on it, Joe Biden might go back to TikTok because it could help him win the election. What message does that send to adults and young people that despite the concerns, well, the President of the United States may go back on there?
Yeah, I think that's a really important message. So we have heard some calls for people to ban technology or ban TikTok. That really scares me because ban is something you see in authoritarian regimes like China. And I always ask, where does it end? It's a slippery slope. Does the government, because I know this government would certainly love to, start banning things like Truth Social and Rumble? No, of course not. We don't ban things here. But there's also the messaging. So when people in public positions go and use technology, they say it's safe. I think it's important for everyone to understand what technology is. And that's why we need to start doing a better digital education across the board. You're seeing states like Florida and Virginia actually enact laws to require social media education as part of the course curriculum. So starting to talk to students, starting to talk to teens, where they are in schools, speaking to their coaches. And then simultaneously, those laws require that material be made available to us, the parents, because at the end of the day, we're kind of Luddites, as was alluded to earlier. You know, when it gets to when it finally gets to us, it's not cool anymore. So that's where it needs to be. It needs to be a comprehensive approach, a societal approach, because at the end of the day, it's on all of us to roll up our sleeves and do the hard work of talking tough, but also getting back to teaching the difference between right and wrong. And when it comes to the monsters of history, it's not blurry. It's not unclear. It is right and wrong. And we need to reinstitute that and reteach that regardless of how our teens and our society consumes the media.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly seems like the message for the Biden administration, if they go back on TikTok, is rules for thee, not for me. But I wanted to go back to something you said a moment ago, because you were talking about these three things that we need to do with kids with respect to looking, teaching, and talking, and teaching them about the monsters of history. And I wanted to ask you about this recent trend that we've seen over the last few weeks of young Americans or young people in general posting after their reaction after they read Osama bin Laden's letter to America. Now, keep in mind, this is the generation who 5 years ago were pounding Tide Pods. So maybe that contributes to the way that they are viewing this letter. But it seems to me that this is highly manipulated. They are all saying very similar things. They say, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. It changed the way I think about what, you know, our government says about terrorism. Is that something that is being deliberately manipulated to change ideas for young Americans?
You know, I think it's kind of when you say something provocative, people pay attention, right? So for a lot of our teenagers, let's remember, for us, September 11th was just yesterday. For them, it's more akin to like Pearl Harbor is to us. But nobody would come out and say the Japanese were right to bomb Pearl Harbor. Of course not. So what we need to do is get back to actually teaching in schools the horrors of Osama bin Laden, of Al-Qaeda, and of September 11th, and really make it real for those students. So there are a lot of problems, because when you say something that's provocative, people pay attention. If I were just to say the sky is blue, no one's going to look at me. But if I start running around yelling the sky is green, people will pay attention. But what we also need to do is start calling out these individuals who make these crazy statements. So when they go on social media and they're looking for the clicks and they're making these crazy statements, we need to hold them accountable. And then I think a lot more in the younger generation will begin to realize that actions have consequences. And you're starting to see this with some of the people who come out in support of Hamas on college campuses, losing job offers. You're starting to see it in the pocketbooks of universities that don't stand up to their woke students by donors pulling the money. So that's where we need to actually start reminding people, you can't just go out there and say whatever you want without expecting to be held accountable for what you say. So actions have consequences, but simultaneously teaching that monsters are monsters, Mao Zedong's a monster, Osama bin Laden's a monster, Hitler's a monster, and there's no gray area when it comes to these monsters of history.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, quick reminder, if you want to get your healthy blood pressure, get it under control, do what I've been doing. Take Super Beats Heart Chews today. And if you go to getsuperbeats.com, use the promo code JustNews, you're going to get quite a deal on your first order. Go do that. Do something for your health going into the holidays, your blood pressure. Keep your blood pressure under control, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs, they all do better and you feel better. One more time, go to getsuperbeats.com, use the promo code JustNews. All right, that wraps up our Friday edition, the Friday after Thanksgiving edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with a great show. Oh, Lou Dobbs is in the house. That's right, you heard me right. Lou Dobbs, the one and only. He'll join us for our Saturday edition, as well as Brandon Judd down at the border. All right, folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.